presidential candidates in Utah today, but security experts are raising red flags. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, Wired magazine says you don't know what could happen. Security researchers say other places that have tried online voting detected systematic vulnerabilities. They say the smartphone or laptop you use to cast that vote, if you're a registered Republican, that could be put at risk. Now, those who signed up last week to vote online suddenly got a whole lot of emails and phone calls directly to them. But Smartmatic says their features and reliability are 100 times better than any paper or postal voting system. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
In 1 hour, voting will open online for Republicans in Utah who signed up. But security researchers are concerned about how it could go. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the online voting goes from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Reports are anywhere from 40,000 to 60,000 Republicans signed up to do so. But cybersecurity experts say even the most sophisticated systems in the world can be hacked. This one is run by Smartmatic, which has handled online elections for European countries and things like that. State GOP Chair James Evans told Wired magazine that the vulnerabilities people talk about are far-fetched. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.